As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so have I loved you. He's talking to his disciples. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, Jesus said, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because servants do not know their master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You see, Jesus commands his disciples to love one another as he had loved them. Jesus commands us to love one another as he loves us. So men, how are we to love our children and those closest to us and as Jesus loved us? How are we to do that? First, we have to be physically present to them. Hundreds of years before Jesus came, the prophet said that God was going to send his son. 800 years before Jesus' birth, Isaiah said that one shall come among you, the Son of God, who will be born of a virgin. You shall name him Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. In the Gospel of John, the Bible says that the Word became flesh and literally pitched tent. You know, our Bibles say that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But in literal words, it says pitch tent among us. Pitch tent among us. The Word, the creative power of God, took on a human form. If you study the Gospels, you find that Jesus understood the relationship between physical health and wholeness and the physical presence and appropriate touch. He made it a practice to be present to and even touch the untouchables. He made it a point to stop and touch and heal those persons that the rest of society either ignored or stayed away from. There are at least three levels of physical presence that your children need, men. Physical commitment, accessibility, and physical engagement. Physical commitment, accessibility, and physical engagement. The first is physical commitment. As a man, you have to take responsibility for the physical support and welfare of your children. When children are struggling, that does not create psychological and emotional and spiritual health. And so when children are struggling, when they are unaware of their physical needs and how their physical needs, I said needs now, you hear me, are going to be met, again, it does not create healthy emotions, healthy psychological characters, and healthy spiritual, their spiritual life. The second is accessibility. Whoops, didn't mean to do that. That's all right. This is especially important when your children get older. They need to know that no matter where you are, that you are reachable. Whether you're at work or somewhere else in the U.S. or even around the world, they need to know that they can get a hold of their dad whenever they want, and it's okay. It's okay. As many of you know, not only am I pastor here at First Church, but as I mentioned, I'm also a part of a barbershop quartet, and we travel all over the United States. We can be in New York, we can be in Texas, we can be in Denver, we can be in many places all weekend. And my boys know that I carry my cell phone with me, and anytime they need me, anytime they have a question, they can call, and it can be okay. There have been times when I know that there's something going on at home, and whenever, before we walk on stage, I hand my cell phone to the stagehand and say, let me know if my family calls me when we're out doing a show. Your kids have got to know that you are present no matter when they need you. No matter when they need you.